Carlton Valentine. He is the coach of the two-time defending state champion Sexton Big Reds boys basketball school. He's also an instructor on basketball over at the MAC in East Lansing. He's on the other end of our line. Carlton, congratulations.
Hey, Tony, how you doing? Good morning, man.
Two state championships in a row, back-to-back. That's pretty cool.
Well, you know, hey, I've been very lucky, honored and privileged to be able to coach a great group of guys. And, you know, I don't take a lot of credit for that. I take some of it, but, you know, it's a lot of people had a lot of hands in that and in helping develop those kids and just allowing me to coach them and get them to buy into what I was selling. So, I mean, it's a byproduct of a lot of people, but we're very, very happy to say we're back-to-back state champs.
All right, you have three kids that are going to colleges on full rides. I know there's a boatload of others who are either being looked at or maybe have already decided where they're going to go to college. Fill us in.
Yeah, well, we'll start with Denzel Valentine. Denzel will be attending Michigan State University. We also have Anthony Clemens, who will be attending the University of Iowa. And then we have our leading scorer, Brent Forbes, who will be attending Cleveland State University on a full basketball scholarship. He'll be playing in the Horizon Conference against Butler and U of D. And then some of our younger players already have Division I offers, and they're going to look at Jalen Hayes, 6'7", juniors, probably going to pick probably at the end of the summer where he wants to go to school. He's got Division I offers. So, and we got some other younger players that are being watched. So, you know, hey, that's, you know, it's kind of coming full circle for us, man. You know, I always tell the guys, if you work hard in the classroom and you work hard on the court, good things will happen.
Now, how many seniors are you going to lose, and what do you got coming back for next year?
I'm losing 10 seniors, man. So we have we got some work to do. We're losing a lot of experience, but and then again, the guys I got coming back are pretty good. And you know, with Jalen Hayes will be returning, and then Trevor Manuel, he's a 6'9" freshman who really came on for us in the middle, in the end of the year, who's actually probably going to play more forward and maybe some guard for us. I mean, he's a good ball handler, high basketball IQ. So we just got to fill in some spots and get some guys ready. And then, you know, that's what the off season is for. You know, we say players are made in the off season, not during the season. So we'll see what happens.
So you will be back next year?
Yeah, I plan on coming back unless, you know, I have a change of heart over the summer or you know, something like that. You know, I'll keep working, man. That's what I like to do. You know, I started coaching high school basketball before my kids were playing. You know, I was assisting with Chris Ferguson over at East Lansing High School for about 5 or 6 seasons before I, you know, became a head coach, because I just enjoyed the game and helping develop young people to become better people and better basketball players. So.
Now, folks want to know what your secret was. You've got all these kids who can really, really play. You've got kids that could have averaged 20 on their own, but you were able to find a way to get kids to look at the team concept, including your son, who's capable of scoring a lot more. I use Denzel as a target when I talk to my kids. Here's somebody who could average a lot more points, but he focused on being a point guard and sharing the basketball. How did you do that? How did you get those kids in this selfish kind of world that we live in, that I'm going to get mine kind of world, to buy in?
Tony, you are absolutely right, man. This is I'm going to get mine microwave society. I got to get it right now. But, you know, our kids bought in to the philosophy because they wanted to win. They wanted to win. So, you know, I just pointed out to them, I the same thing you just said. I said, each one of you on your own could average 25 a game. I said, you can go ahead and do that, but no one else will be happy on the team. And, you know, they bought into it. We had some of that stuff going on back in with some of my earlier teams. You know, my son Drew played for me, and his teams were good. They won conference championships, but they never won a district, and they never won anything else because they never bought into the full concept of the team philosophy. And I think I've done a good job. I think the kids have done a good job of just buying in, you know what I mean? And I think once you start having team success, and then kids start getting accolades and different things because we're winning, because we say, you know, when one guy is getting accolades, it's not good. When everybody gets them, it's good. So the kids really bought into it, Tom.
And finally, I wanted to ask you about kids playing together. How important is it that kids play together from a young age up through they get through high school?
I think it's very important. If you look at our core group with Anthony Clemens, Denzel, Valentine, Brent Forbes, and even like Jeff King, throw him in the mix. He doesn't get a lot of credit. But those guys have known each other or played with each other or been familiar with each other since they were like 8 and 9 years old. So you got guys that have been playing together for 9 years. There's a lot of familiarity. And also, Tony, those guys are friends off the court. They do things off the court. Matter of fact, they're all going to spring break together this week, man. Like three of the guys are going. My wife's taking some kids down to Florida. And
all right, Denzel, I got to get the break. We're proud of you. Congratulations. Carlton, congratulations.
Okay, thanks, Tony.